finally today, let's go to the West. And Western Australia is one of the last places in the world with sustainable stocks of the delicacy, abalone. So on rare days when recreational fishing is allowed, it's a frenzy that can turn deadly. Safety precautions have improved over the years, but some argue that more needs to be done. Isabel Massali reports.
I'm on a beach that's absolutely packed with people, and there are lifeguards everywhere you look. This isn't Bondi. It's Abalone Day in Perth. On 4 days over summer, the public has just 1 hour to catch 15 abalone in one of the world's shortest recreational fishing seasons.
It was quite nice. The tide's not too bad. You can catch abalone at quite shallow waters here, and it's not too dangerous with all the lifeguards around. I've bought it myself in restaurants and that, but it tastes about the same.
We do a congee, which is like a soup, and we put the abalone in there, just very thin slices, and it's absolutely amazing. Abalone is considered a delicacy, and in a lot of the Asian market, it fetches a ridiculous price. So it's a very rare opportunity, especially to be able to go out and catch your own abalone. There's not too many places in the world that you can do this.
Many come fully prepared in wetsuits, reef shoes and snorkels. Others are in soaked jeans, sneakers and jewellery, lured to the ocean to catch the escargot of the sea. Some participants aren't familiar with the ocean here, or they don't know how to swim. And authorities know these abalone days can be dangerous. In the last 10 years, 6 people have died. Nathan Harrison is with WA's Department of Regional Development and Primary Industries.
There is an element of danger in abalone fishing, and people need to be very mindful of the sea conditions, and that's why we work quite closely with our partners, Surf Life Saving, to try and make sure it's a safe experience and that people don't put themselves or other people in harm's way.
On a good abalone day, about 5,000 people take part across the Perth coastline. Nathan Harrison reckons preparing for it is like organising a music festival.
First of all, making a call whether the fishing day is going to be on. Surf Life Saving have patrols at the popular fishing locations. There's jet skis, there's helicopters, there's a whole range of assets which are brought to this particular fishery. We've obviously got the fisheries officers down here as well, which are monitoring catch, but also keeping an eye on people and communicating with Surf Life Saving.
The numbers alone show why this huge effort is necessary. In the January Abalone Hour, more than 100 lifesavers took part across 13 kilometres of coastline. There were 10 rescues, 17 people needed first aid, and there were 600 so-called preventative actions, where lifesavers intervene and warn people about things like dangerous areas. In the lead-up, there are campaigns to increase awareness about safety and sustainability.
We go to considerable lengths to put out advisory material in a range of different languages, you know, trying to work with some of the different communities as well to get messaging into those different, you know, ethnic groups to try and make sure that they are aware. We're seeing over time more and more people now are more responsive to that, but yeah, we need to always make sure that we're trying to do the best we can.
Dr. Lee Chen from Edith Cowan University began studying the abalone seasons in 2014. She's seen a big improvement in campaigns targeting migrants. Authorities work with Chinese associations, local Chinese media, and different social media platforms like WeChat to get the word out. But she thinks more can be done.
I think we should promote the safety campaign to more diverse communities. Not only Chinese people go to fish abalone, actually like Japanese people, Vietnamese, and also South Korea. I had some training course to teach the participants how to skillfully get abalone from the waves.
She says if done safely, it's not only a rare culinary opportunity, but it also brings a sense of belonging.
Fishing is a part of lifestyle in WA, and also water sports are very popular here. So the new migrants consider it as a way of joining these water sports and joining the local life.
That's Dr. Lee Chen there from Edith Cowan University, ending that report from Isabel Massali.